Now breakfast with Bocelli on 1010XL.
Brought to you by Carlson Enterprises, Jacksonville's first choice in roofing.
Oh, it's nothing but pure joy here this morning following that wonderful electric win at the bank yesterday, 30-24 over the Seattle Seahawks. A statement game, a 9-4 record, a team trending upwards. Everything going the Jags' way, huh?
O-line played good. Quarterback played great.
Don Anthony Bocelli Jr. is probably in a good mood this morning.
Going into the Hall of Fame. I mean, life's a peach.
He's got to be a happy guy. And yet I see him yesterday. Yes. Yet I see him yesterday, and the surly man immediately attacks me for wearing a sweater that he didn't like on television.
That's too bad.
Well, no, the sweater you wore for the high school championship was embarrassing. It was like
it's fine.
Argyle, like 19. Mid-80s.
Well, I didn't get it in the mid-80s, so...
It wasn't on the cusp of fashion, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
When did you get it?
It's probably by now about a good 5-10 years old.
No, yeah, it's about 10 to 15. That's what we're looking.
It kept me warm. It was a cold night. The better part... Hick, that was a great interview you had with Ivory Durham Jr. When he came up. No, my friend, my colleague, my buddy, Tony Bocelli, and says, looks at me and goes... What were you wearing other night on television? Yeah. That's awful. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you,
accurate.
That's how he rolls.
Would any of my song came on this morning?
Yes, sir.
I sat there and thought, I don't think I would have. I had any idea I'd be hearing that song 9 times this year.
That's so unbelievable, far. Isn't it? Yeah. Really, I mean, 9 times, and probably, and a good chance you might hear it 3 more.
Yes, I would. You know, the Jags will be favorite every game. I mean, the favorite. Someone said they're 11.5-point favorite this weekend. Is that correct?
Right. Is that out already? Yeah, it'd be out. We'll check on that. It's probably right. Listen, let's start with the O line.
Awesome,
Tony. You were a part of one heck of an offensive line. That's not. Well, sorry.
What are we laughing about?
You don't want to know. We'll get to
Thank
that
you.
Later because I'm not like you. But you were part of one heck of an offensive line that included you, a future Hall of Famer, a perennial Pro Bowler, and Sears. But this offensive line yesterday kept Blake Bortles upright for the fourth time this season. I believe that's a franchise record, Tone.
Yeah, outstanding. I mean, they did. And here's the thing. We've questioned or wondered what has been going on as of late with the offensive line, the run game, and there's been some struggles. Well, we forget. This is the first time in 5 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks, that they've had the entire starting unit back out on the field.
And it was back to the future.
And maybe as healthy as they've been, because there was some talk that Big Patrick Amame hadn't been playing as well, but he gets back in the lineup and it seemed like back to the beginning of the year.
He hasn't been playing at all.
Well, I know, but when he was playing, people were talking like there was talks, well, Shatley's, he may not get his job back.
There was one person in particular talking like that.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just going by.
Yeah, no, you're right, though.
You're right. All you experts, that's all I'm saying. I'm just asking questions.
There was one person in particular saying that. I thought Patrick would get his job back.
Okay, all right.
But it was... We're splitting hairs. It doesn't matter. It was a great effort by a unit.
Great effort.
And I thought it was the key. Actually, I talked about it all week. I said, is if the Jaguars can handle the front seven of the Seahawks, they should win. But I was worried about it, frankly, just because of the way they played as of late, and they were dominating. It was an amazing game. The two MVPs of that game yesterday are the offensive line and Blake Bortles.
Yeah,
Bortles. I mean, at what point do we say he's pretty good and we can win football
games? Is he
games
playing his way into a return invite? I mean, right now, sitting here, do you think he's the starting quarterback next September, 12th or whatever?
It's hard to – how do you say no after the last
I guess it's going to depend, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got 3 more week regular season games. I think what happens – and the playoffs is big as well, but if he continues to play this way and you make a, let's just say, you make a deep run and you lose in the AFC title game, let's say, to New England, do you go get rid of him and go get another quarterback? I mean, that would be hard. I mean, he's playing. It's not just he's playing. Hey, let's manage the game good.
Right.
I mean, he played, like, really good football yesterday.
If you keep Blake, I guess you probably draft a quarterback high. If you don't, you don't necessarily have to do that. I don't know. It's going to be – I mean, you got a lot of factors here too, right? I mean, you got the financial ramifications of keeping him versus spending a ton on a Kirk Cousins or someone like that. You have the draft ramifications based on what it frees you up to do, you know, with some of your earlier round picks. It's I know one thing. It's certainly a surprising, you know, encouragement that he's played like this back-to-back
weeks.
Well,
Tony, look, every one of us, you, me, Jeff, everyone, fans, everybody, thought at the very least they'd bring in competition. But I'd ask you this question. If Ryan Fitzpatrick were the quarterback of the Jags, or Brian Hoyer were the quarterback of the Jags, or one of the McCown brothers were quarterback of the Jags, would the Jags be 9-4? And the answer is no.
Well, he played yesterday like I've never seen him play ever. I thought he had his best game
ever.
We
say that. We've said that four times.
Well,
we said
nothing compared yesterday to yesterday. He made them all.
Was against a high-end opponent.
Yeah.
In a big game, and he made throws that were big league. I mean, so I agree. I actually said it on the broadcast before the game was over. Best game I've ever seen Blake Bortles play.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Entire
on that.
Career.
Hey, what happens? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
No, yeah, it was just not even close to me.
All right. What happens on, like, those two plays? How does Lockett – I mean, this is obviously, we know how great this defense, how good those corners are. I mean, I understand you can't have Paul Posluszny chasing, you know, Doug Baldwin for 50 yards, but
– Well, actually, that was – by the way, that it was perfect coverage.
It was great coverage.
You're going to get that, actually, if you get into a cover three matchup kind of zone situation and they get three wide receivers on one side and the inside guy runs a deep over route or a deep route – that middle inside linebacker has to run with him. Usually it's Telvin, and you never see anything. No one thinks twice about it.
Yeah.
And it was Paul. And Paul was in perfect coverage. Yeah. It was blatant pass interference by Doug Baldwin.
And it was incomplete, wasn't it, Tone?
I didn't see. I couldn't tell. We didn't get a great replay in the booth. But I just watched it again on the coach's tape, and I couldn't tell the angle from the coach's tape. You couldn't see the ball, whether it moved or not. What you could see is Doug Baldwin pushing off. Blatantly, it wasn't even close. Before we get into the whole secondary thing, that was one of the worst officiated games I've ever seen.
I'm not
Gene
that
and
kid.
The boys again.
Yeah.
Tone, what is going on with the
NFL?
They
held every play. They held
every
play.
We say that every week, too.
By the way, with both sides, too. They missed some stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
Seattle never
atrocious.
Held the whole game, Tone. Never.
And the pass interference. How about the pass interference to Marquise Lee when he gets run over on a big third down?
At the end of the game, I mean, they missed it big time on the Jag. We got away with
I have no idea how they didn't call Aaron Cole. I have no idea how they did not call Aaron Colvin for holding. I mean, that was shocking. Yeah. I'm fine with it.
Tony, as an offensive lineman, when you take down a defensive end, in all honesty, I know you would do it, but in all honesty, are you allowed when you're on top of him to start pounding his chest into the ground? Is that?
I don't know if you can do that anymore, but when I played, you could. You could do whatever the heck you wanted to.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. I was all for it. I hate that it happened.
Yeah.
I hate that it happened to our guys, but it's offensive linemen. I mean, that's what I would do.
Tony, are Seattle just a bunch of front-running, crybaby, sore losers? Is that what we write this off to? That was despicable. I mean,
Let's go back to the secondary before we pass it.
All right.
So the secondary was – I just watched it multiple times. And they're running – in this game especially, it seems like they ran a lot more two high safety looks or cover four, so not their single high cover three or man look as much. And I'll tell you, for the life of me, I can't tell who messed up, whether it was Jalen Ramsey or Barry Church.
Right.
I think the first touchdown looks like to me they're in cover three, and I think Ramsey has got to get back there and help Church. On the second touchdown, it's just a good route, and Gibson gets beat. They're in cover two. It's a very good route. Gibson gets turned around and just loses them. So that was just a good route. That was a win. And then on the last long one, where you have Barry Church chasing and Jalen in no man's land, it looked like to me. I don't know what coverage that is. It was very curious to me, and I'm going to go down there today before my radio show and ask, just to understand, like, okay, what was going on there? But there was confusion in the secondary, and that was not that unit's best game, I don't think.
Yeah.
Just from a IDing, and I mean, if you get beat, you get beat.
Right.
Like the whole, like the one with Puz, that's perfect coverage.
Yeah.
The guy cheats and catches the ball allegedly.
Mm.
Whatever, you can live with that.
Mm-hmm.
Great contested catches, fine, you can live with that. But when there's when guys are running wide open and there's looks to be confusion, you got to clean that up. And I just thought, I don't think it was that Bune's best day.
Breakfast with Vaselli is brought to you by Carlson Enterprises, Jacksonville's first choice in roofing. Also, a shout-out to Daly's for the delicious breakfast sandwiches this morning.
All right,
what kind of sandwiches we got this morning?
Oh, we got the biscuits with the bacon, the turkey, the eggs,
sausage.
The sausage, the cheese.
But is it, Jeff, I know you get tired of breakfast food. Do you want some lunch food this time of day?
I take one of those spaghetti deals you're always talking about. Those sound
delicious.
You
want a spaghetti
deal? Give me one of those deals, huh?
Bring us a spaghetti deal. Tone, you've got to draw the line somewhere. The thought here is that what Michael Bennett did going after Brandon Linder's knees, that's a major no-no.
They've done this before.
In the game
on the NFL. They did this in the Super Bowl.
In the game of football.
If that would have happened, I would have tried to choke Michael Bennett out.
Right.
Linder tried.
I'm not saying I'm right.
Right.
But I'm just telling you what I would have done.
Well, that's your livelihood.
If he dove at my knees, I would have tried to choke him out.
You're intentionally trying to hurt me here, right?
Yeah, it's just Michael Bennett. First of all, he's too good of a player to do that.
I don't know. I've been with the last couple weeks, Tony. I think he's the invisible man. I haven't seen.
Well, he's played. You're right about that, Jeff. He's not played well the last couple weeks against Philly too. I watched the tape. He did nothing.
Gonna hurt his Walter Payton Man of the Year votes.
Yeah.
Who are Seattle's other, like, you know, Vontaze Burfict, Pac-Man? I mean, who else is up for it out there?
I mean, good lord. But that was uncalled for. And then, you know, Sheldon Richardson throwing punches. And then the last guy, I don't even know his name, 99, whatever his name was.
Quentin Jefferson.
Fake tough guys is what Seattle is. Fake tough guys.
Well, here's a couple things. So there's no place for it. I was fine how the Jaguars handled their business and, you know, making sure that that's not going to be okay. I was glad to see Pete Carroll run on the field. I don't care if he got 15 yards or not. That was the right thing for him to come out there and tell his guys to shut the hell up and knock it off.
Yeah.
Because it was going to get out of control. And I was disappointed in fans throwing water bottles at guys' heads. You can't do that.
No.
That's worse than the other stuff, quite frankly.
You can't do that. What happens on the field, that's fine. I mean, this guy's going at it. It's part of the game.
And you can yell at him as he's leaving. You know, that's
fine. I've been called awful things.
Sure.
I mean, I've had fans talk about my wife in ways that are just,
well, that's not nice, but I would rather.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've heard everything.
Yes.
But you can't throw stuff.
No.
You just cannot throw stuff.
I'm not sure if that
field.
Was nachos is the last item that was thrown out there. It might have been nachos. I'm not positive.
Well, the first one was a water bottle. That's dangerous.
That is dangerous. That is dangerous.
And typical water bottle thrown from the stadium.
By the way, and I love, you know, I love the brute mentality. I do. But what is NFL players? Listen, the last thing you do if something was just thrown at you, if you're going to approach the stands, is take the helmet off.
Yeah.
What is that?
Not smart.
Well, what if he so and so sitting in that front row is the first line of defense?
He didn't throw anything.
What's going on here?
Well, they were screaming at him. And they, listen, I mean, look, I you're
here's
right.
Here's the thing, too.
Right.
And I'm not taking Seattle's side here.
Sure.
I'm taking a football player's side. One, you can't throw stuff. Two, if you do, it's ridiculous. And the guy losing his mind, I understand.
Right.
And three, a tough guy in the stand.
Right.
My guess is you wouldn't throw that at him if you guys were both on the field together.
If we got to keep it real here, to be honest, I once threw a stapler at you, but I did so with you having the knowledge that it was me throwing the stapler.
Right. No, I was fine with it, but you know what? Fair. I mean, it was a cheap shot by you.
Yeah.
But at least you were on, like, you're right next to me, knowing that you might have to pay the ramifications.
And by the way,
stapler did not knock me out.
Correct. And it was also a retaliatory move, if I'm not mistaken, as you cheap shot at me when you walked past me, I think.
Tony,
there
was a lot of cheap shots going on. I got a little fearful that day. Were you at the Cleveland game when they went crazy?
No, I just had shoulder surgery.
I kind of thought that you weren't there for that.
Talking about the Zeus Brown game?
The bottles.
No, I'm talking about the bottles they threw at the end of that game.
Yeah, I mean, that was bad.
Like pummeled. fumbling them.
Yeah, but it's
like
dangerous.
That.
I mean, you can't do that if you're the fan.
No, it's of course
listen,
not.
And,
I love our fans. I
it
love
was great.
The shoes.
It was great a
great atmosphere. It was awesome. But you can't throw stuff. Can't.
And it doesn't. And I will say this though to the national media, it doesn't deserve to be the headline from this game yesterday.
No,
that annoys
bad
me.
Report. That's bad reporting by them. Mm-hmm. The headline was there's three headlines. One is the Jaguars kicked their ass. Mm-hmm. Two, the cheap shots by the Seahawks at the end of the game. And three,
the fans.
The fact that the fans threw something. Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about all three of those? Fine. But you can't lead with the fan throwing a water bottle. Yeah. And because here's the other thing. It wasn't like there was, you know, hundreds of fans raining stuff.
There were three things thrown.
It was like three people that threw stuff.
Or maybe one person throwing three things. We don't know.
Or maybe one threw now because he had multiple drinks came.
Here comes a bottle. Here comes my nachos.
Here comes my Coke.
Yes.
Or Pepsi, whatever we serve in the state. I don't want to get any sponsors, man.
Very good. Very nice. So 9-4. I said this, Tony. Tell me if you agree or disagree as we wrap up. I think if the Jags win the next two, the Tennessee game will be meaningless because I believe the Titans will lose either at San Francisco or against the Rams.
I agree. But I don't think it'll be meaningless. I agree.
They're going to have the
South
clinched.
It will not be meaningless.
Yes.
It will not be meaningless because I believe the I guess it might be because Steelers, the Steelers making that dang field goal last night. Then you do have a chance at the two seed.
Yeah, the two seed's out pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to be the three seed hosting probably the Ravens.
Yeah, probably the Ravens. It could be the Ravens. Could be the Chargers.
Could
be the Chiefs.
Could be the Titans.
Yeah,
could be the Titans, which may not be a bad thing.
It could be the Titans.
Yeah.
Well, could be the Titans. It could be the
any of those
four. I'd be fine with the Chiefs. I'd be fine with the Titans. I'd be fine with the Ravens. I'm not sure I want to play the Chargers again right this second.
Yeah, they're rolling, man. They beat the Dickens out of Washington yesterday.
Philip Rivers is all of a sudden.
Yeah, he's on fire.
Not all of a sudden, but he's on fire the second half of the year. So, but it was a great. I mean, I would have lost a lot of money if someone said, "I'll bet you, you know, whatever that." The total points scored are going to be 54 points in this game. I'm back any day. What do you want to bet? I mean, I don't even gamble on sports. What do you want to bet, though? I'll bet you anything you want.
Yeah, 54
points. I mean, that was amazing.
3-0 at the half. 3-0 at the half. Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Crazy. Crazy stuff.
It was ridiculous. So, but it was a great show. One thing is we need a couple things like this coming week with Houston.
Okay.
I'm nervous. In the sense of,
don't be nervous.
You don't want to. This is a scary game because you got a division rival who you are much better than that you would think has nothing to play for and is just trying to get out to play out the season. But you don't want to relax in this situation because a loss just takes away everything you just did.
Correct.
Especially because it's a division game; it's big. And so I worry about that. And two is that the fans were great. We need him back on Sunday. I know it's not Seattle,
right?
And Houston's not as exciting because they're not very good this year. But you need the same crowd. I mean, that we need that every week. I mean, the energy in that place last night was
terrific.
Unreal. I mean, you need that.
Let me clear up a couple things for you on those comments. Number one, don't worry. That's the coach inside of you. Houston could honestly, you could go play left tackle for them. They have none left. They've lost like six of their tackles.
T.J. Yates, the quarterback.
Their quarterback is beat to hell.
How did he get back in the game? He got knocked out.
Probably shouldn't talk about that. That was bad.
That was really bad. Amazing. That was like old days. That was like old school.
And number two, we're going to have a great atmosphere Sunday, but it would be hard to match that in the cold, the darkness. It just is. I mean, I'm telling you, I hope.
We can't. How is it hard to match? We can't get the 64,500 people back?
Just get ready. Get ready for January. Then you'll see crowd like you haven't seen, okay?
No, Dan. We're a good football team. This is a, you know, I believe a good NFL city, and you just had 64,000 and witnessed a very exciting, fun game.
Yeah.
And there should be 64,000 again on this Sunday.
Well, I hope there is.
Well, but you're giving them a way out right
now.
Is what I'm hearing.
Don't
what is wrong with you?
Cincinnati on me. Be careful.
Well, no, what is wrong? I'm not going Cincinnati on you. I'm going, you're an idiot. For, I mean, where did this come from? I mean, you used to be the,
I'm keeping it,
you
real.
Know, pound the table.
Hey,
let's go.
I know BWR and Brooks will be there. That's all I can do, my friend.
Yeah, I bought a lot. I'll tell you what, I spent some money on that game, Seattle game. Yeah. Holy cow.
Well, the place was packed. Hey, it was awesome.
Hey, and I'm also about 6:30 into playoff tickets too. But hopefully that'll go for next year as well.
Yeah, I got playoff tickets too. I bought those babies.
So you know, don't tell me, friend.
I'm not telling you, you idiot. I'm telling you, why are you saying, oh, you can't expect that? Why can't you expect that every week? That's what we're building to.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay. We're building to it. All those fans who came in yesterday got a great taste of how exciting it is, and a lot of them will come back. But and we're they, building
and all,
towards
and they all left saying, well, I didn't think Blake Bortles was that bad. That's all they've heard.
You know what they left saying? They left saying, boy, Dan and Jeff are idiots in the morning. They always tell me how bad Blake is. He looks really good.
Well,
good
that would have a lot of reasons, but that could be one of them.
That would be sure. One of a million. Yes. So,
all right, Don Anthony.
Yes.
Hey, one last thing, and not to rub it in. It has to be tough to be a Gator right now. Your football team, no bowl game, terrible.
What are you talking about? Settle that. Hold on.
And your basketball team got beat by like Portland State or someone like that.
He doesn't know.
We just played a ranked team Saturday.
Against Cincinnati, and we're going to the Final Four in volleyball. We beat USC, so you take a big bag of suck it pills and get out of here.
Oh, you're
fight
ready.
On! We knocked USC right out of the volleyball championships. Okay. Unbeknownst to you, there, big fella.
I was not following volleyball. I just saw you guys watch the Portland State in basketball or something like that.
It was Loyola. Get your facts.
But we
straight.
Beat Cincinnati on and Saturday. They were like
alone.
15th in the country. So
leave us
back.
Alone.
There he goes.
Tough to be a Gator right now.
Tony, who's the USC basketball coach?
Dunk City, Slam City, whatever his name is, FAU guy.
Okay, am I wrong, Jeff?
No, that's correct.
Thank you.
But he has a name. I don't think he goes, and now the head coach, that guy from Florida Gulf Coast.
By the way, Tone, how did they do against Oklahoma the other night?
They had a tough one. They lost. They're 5-2 or
Tony's
something.
Tony's got a
like
one-track mind right now. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Just stay.
Keep it that way.
I'll be honest. I'm football right now. I got SD. I'm going to the Cotton Bowl.
Hey,
I got that. I'm nervous about that.
Why aren't you the mayor of Saxonville, Tony?
Because frankly, I'd rather not be the mayor of Saxonville.
No,
Sax or bad in my world.
Okay.
So I think Clayes Campbell being the mayor of Saxonville is very appropriate.
Well, you're number 71 in the program and number one in our hearts, Tony Boselli.
And that's fine. I can stay there. I can be,
okay.
I can be the president of Jag Nation and where in one of my townships is Saxonville. There's many townships.
There was a day where I thought you had the kind of fortitude to be the mayor of this town, but it didn't work out.
Well, I still think I could be. Come on, guys.
Too opinionated.
Is there any question if we wanted to be mayor?
They'll find out about your workplace aggression with Dan Hicken, and it would take you down.
I think the Cougar Nation would appreciate that.
You may be a point there.
Just like that's they true. Did when they came out for the Arizona game years ago.
Why not?
That was the biggest failure we've ever had.
We may have gotten 38,000 in there.
We were yelling for the Cougar Nation.
They showed up, all 12 of them.
They either responded and it's not much of a nation, or they gave us the finger and said no thanks.
That was good.
It was a young nation back then.
We'll see
you. Much stronger now. Thank you, Tony.